TikTok.
Wow. Hey friends, Michael and Jill here. Welcome back to The Market Vibe. So happy to have you guys here. I feel like it's been a minute since we've been back, right?
Well, yeah, because we had a couple of guests, so we figured like you guys were probably getting sick of seeing us and hearing us. So we figured we'd give you some like actual expertise. I'm just kidding. We have lots of expertise, but we do have a bunch of amazing guests that we've interviewed as well. And so we're always trying to bring you the best at what they do. And so like last week, for example, Hallie was on the podcast. She has over 1 million followers on TikTok, you know, 400 and something thousand on YouTube. And before that was Karen, who is an amazing branding person who's like children are building entrepreneurial businesses at like 10 and 12. And so like, obviously we like to have fun, you know, because I think a podcast should be fun. I really hate when podcasts are dry, but we also do want to bring you really great friends and guests that have really great value to offer you, but in like a fun way.
Yeah, and we're excited because we're finally now entering all of our social media teachings, finally leading up to this moment. We've been talking a lot about marketing and SEO and business foundations, but we're finally here talking about social media for the next couple weeks. So hope you're ready.
Yeah, and so today we're talking about our two favorite platforms, kind of the two platforms that have done the most for us when it comes to our business and really helped kind of, I want to say, actually, I guess catapult is a really good word, like catapulted us from basically almost nothing to a multiple six-figure business in a year. And so those two platforms are TikTok and Instagram. And I know Jill's going to kind of break down our journey and talk about TikTok and things like that. And then I'll talk about Instagram. So do you want to talk about TikTok, babe?
Yeah. And I think catapult is a great word to represent it because it really, both of those platforms definitely changed our lives and like changed the trajectory of our business. Specifically, TikTok was the one that really put us on the map. Just a little bit about our story. We had started a TikTok, but it was kind of like a little bit of nothing. It was a little bit of everything. It didn't make sense with our niche. It just didn't make sense at all. So we decided to start a new one in December of 2020. And we were just doing it to honestly pass the time because we were in another lockdown. And, you know, it was sad. My mom got sick and everybody was worried. So we started one just to have fun. And Michael had filmed for my birthday, you know, going and getting me all of these really sweet gifts and making my birthday really special. And he came in and filmed the whole thing. And I had just gotten done talking to my mom because we had decided to not get together for Christmas. And obviously we couldn't get together for my birthday and I love my family, so I was super sad. And he came in and gave me all these gifts and I literally burst into tears and I was so touched. And we put that up and overnight we had like 20,000 followers. It was just ridiculous, the momentum that it gained. So then we started really going all in on TikTok and we were posting. We started at like 3 to 4 a day and then we moved up to 6 a day. And it really solidified us and it really put us on the map, I'd say, is like because we had been building an Instagram for years, but TikTok really took us to that next level of visibility and that first level of virality that everybody always talks about. And since we've kept it going and we're now up to, what do we hit, 107K today?
Something like that. It keeps going up.
And it's really just been one of the best platforms for people to really get to know us. And we always advocate for TikTok because it's not only a great place for you to like actually get the most organic reach, but it's a great place for you to establish your personal brand. You know, a couple weeks ago, we talked a lot about personal brand and just showing that real side of you. And that's what TikTok did for us. And I don't know if you want to talk any more about it, but it's just been, it's one of our favorite platforms for sure.
Yeah. I mean, we've never and won't ever talk about our business on TikTok. It's all just about us. And I think that like when people hear us start a TikTok, they still think like, oh, I have to dance, or like they don't really understand like why we're saying it. And it's because of that. It's because of the personal branding. It's because if you own a business and you want to sell things locally, like we get noticed out in our town. Like a lot. People are like, I see your TikToks, like I love them. Like you think it won't do anything for your business, but if you think that, you don't really understand how business is changing, in my opinion, because it is going more to, like Jill was saying, the personal brand. And yeah, we started out, and I think what the coolest thing about TikTok was is it really stretched us creatively. It forced us to get out of, and we were never really comfort zone people. We always we're willing to try new things and stuff like that. But TikTok was a really big stretch, especially like, you know, circa 2-3 years ago for people who were older than 21. It's like, ooh, getting on TikTok, like it takes thick skin. Like you really have to be able to, you know, find trends and do all of these things. And so I think it really stretched us creatively where Instagram didn't at the time. And it forced us to, yeah, come up with better ideas. It forced us to be consistent because that's really what TikTok rewards is quantity and consistency. And so I think it just made us better social media people, better marketers, better brand, personal, you know, stronger personal brand, and better content creators, honestly.
Yeah, I totally agree. And I think that it really stretched us to connect with Gen Z. And we hadn't really established that connection before. And I think that just by us going in, embracing the platform, just and being all for it. We dove headfirst into the culture of TikTok and we just went for it. And that was really, you know, that was the deciding factor. Like that was the game changer. When I look back in our business journey, that was one of the like moments that I realized, okay, TikTok really wants to see real people. They want to see real relationships. They want to be entertained. Are you not entertained? They really want to be entertained. They want to get to know the person behind the camera. And since, you know, all of media is going to short form video, it just proved, you know, more and more that we could build a very strong personal brand and we could channel that into our business and that it could benefit us in some way. I think there's a lot of people that think like, oh, TikTok is meaningless. It doesn't make any sense. It's not going to help my business, but it really does. And for us, it was a game changer. And we've had like so many leads come from there. We've landed a few clients from there. We've made some great connections through TikTok. And it's just been a platform that I am so grateful that we did it. And oh, that's the other thing I was going to say is it really helped us with getting camera ready in a different sense. And if that makes sense, mm-hmm. because there's a difference between sitting here and talking about marketing and you know what I mean? But actually learning how to be entertaining and learning how to be funny and, you know, learning that comedic timing, because we do more like relationship comedy videos or we do like really sweet touching stuff. And I think we've really created something magical where we're giving people a little slice, a little peek into our relationship. Mm-hmm. And it's just been so fun to see people come on this journey with us. And what I'm super proud of is people get to see the type of husband you are. And you're such a good example for men out there. And I'm just really proud of you.
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah, I really enjoy just getting to show our relationship. I think we really have fun. TikTok is the most fun platform to me. Mm-hmm. Like we have so much fun. And so like people really love seeing our relationship content, like the sweet content. They also like kind of the, you know, like, let's be real, kind of like the raunchy type of content, but like they do really enjoy seeing, I think, what our relationship looks like behind the scenes. Cause we don't like put it on or anything like that or act any differently than we would. Like you can tell in our videos that like, if I'm doing something for Jill, like it's something I do, whether the camera's on or off, like it's not. And I think that's something that like Jill was talking about, like you learn how to almost like be a person on TikTok. Like you have to learn, like people can see your authenticity. They can see if what you're doing is actually a reenactment of real things or if you're just kind of putting it on. And so I think TikTok especially is, like Jill said, all about the raw and the real, about wanting just that authentic person behind the camera.
Yeah. So that's a little bit about our TikTok story. And I know you wanted to talk more about Instagram and what happened after TikTok and how Instagram has really changed the game for us in business as well.
Yeah. So we actually, so our business got started on Instagram on July 4th, 2019. I tell this story like every now and again, but I was literally in the hot dog bun aisle of Safeway. And we were like, let's just start our Instagram. Let's just start our business. Like, I don't know why we waited or why, like, in that moment. It was like, now's a really good idea to just post. Yeah. And you can actually go scroll all the way back and you can see the post. We don't delete any posts because we want you to see the mess. And so I know we made a reel about it, too, like maybe a week or two ago. But we really struggled for a good year and a half on Instagram. It was hard for us as a couple to figure out like our branding and things like that, because we're two completely different people. You know, people always say, oh, it must be so much easier that you're in business together. And I kind of laugh because I'm like, well, certain things, because, you know, like we have different expertise so we can, you know, do, you know, tasks and divide them and stuff like that. But like when it comes to making decisions, there's two of us. And so it's so much harder to agree than when you just ask your damn self and you just go with whatever you want. And so it was really hard for us for a while. We had to figure out kind of like, I was too educational. I wasn't really being myself. Jill called it like business, Michael. And like, we really struggled. And I think TikTok, like Jill was saying, sort of, it stretched us creatively. It forced us to kind of like show that raw, real. And so then what we did is we went back to Instagram and our content started to pick up because we were being more of ourselves and things like that. But we still kind of struggled to find like the branding and kind of figure out like, what is the, like, what type of content do we want to create? Like, how often do we want to post and things like that? And so you can see the entire journey and you can see as of, you know, like maybe even 3 or 4 months ago, or maybe even like 2 months ago, like our final branding now starting to take effect. You can see the reels and the carousels and infographics. And I think it was just a culmination of just always learning, you know, being on multiple platforms because we're on, you know, Pinterest and YouTube, if you're watching this, and TikTok. And so we would take things from these other platforms and we would just really study and learn and try and figure out, okay, what's working. And then we just really took all of our pooled knowledge and expertise and we combined it with, like Jill was saying, like who we are, our funny selves. And so if you go to our Instagram now, what you get is you get to see our personal side. So you'll see funny reels and things like that. But you also get to see really valuable content that showcases that, you know, we have a combined 20 years of experience in social media and marketing. So I think that Instagram was tougher for us just because it was the first one we started on. And I personally didn't use social media a lot. Personally, I had a Facebook and that was about it. And I would barely post. So it was really tough for me, especially to figure out Instagram and figure out kind of what the platform wanted, because, you know, with TikTok, it's a video. That's all you make. I mean, now they have stories, but for the longest time, it was, you just make a video. But Instagram, it's guides and stories and posts and infographics and carousels and all of these different moving parts that really took me a while to learn. But I feel like once we kind of figured out how to work out the kinks and the bumps and things like that, now we're kind of on like smooth highway, just kind of riding the momentum.
Yeah. And I think that it's your own journey on Instagram of figuring out what works for you and your business and your personal brand. Mm-hmm. And one thing that we also had to figure out too was we decided to merge our personal brand with our business. And that was a deciding factor that we talked about in at the end of 2021.
2021.
I was like, what year are we in? I forgot what year we were in for a second. But no, at the end of 2021, we always do like a big year reflection. And we really sat down and we put together that's when we put together that brand kit, that one that's really beautiful. And it's like a perfect mesh of Michael and I. And then that's when we planned out all of our content for the year. And that's been a game changer. And I think it's just, we've really figured out our groove on Instagram. And I think you just have to ask yourself, what makes the most sense for you and your business? For us personally, because I know we talk about this all the time, we really see that business and personal brand are going to become sort of a meshed thing. That's going to be the new way of business. So we decided to mesh both our personal brand with all of the education and all of the value so that people not only can come and see that we're legit, see that we know marketing, but they can also see a little bit of who we are before they decide to hire us. And I think that's a lot of times the determining factor when people hire us is they see more of us and then they see us in person, like when we meet on Zoom or if we meet in person, they're like, oh, you're exactly who you are. And I think that that has been a really special differentiating factor.
I'll give you something meta. So you know about two-step verification? It's the three-step verification process. So it's, do you have the knowledge and expertise? Do I feel like I know you? And then, like you said, it's the Zoom call. Do one and two verify when I talk to you in person?
That's badass.
So it's a three-step, and that's how business is going to work, because like everybody knows stuff. Like everybody, like here's the thing, like I could ask another marketing agency and we probably know similar information. So how is someone supposed to make some sort of decision based on the fact that we know the same knowledge? Well, They're not going to. They're going to look at what personal content can I find about that person, i.e. videos, things like that, where I really feel like I get a vibe of this person and I feel like, oh, that's the kind of person I could work with, or no, I don't really feel like I vibe with this person with whatever. And both are completely fine because you don't want to work with people that don't vibe with you. But I think it really is that three-step verification process for us and more service-based businesses, mm-hmm. more product-based businesses. It's going to be more of a two-step. Like, do you have the knowledge and expertise? Do I see your products are good? Do I feel like I like you? Okay, I'll buy. You know, and with service-based businesses, you know, if you have phone calls and things like that, you know, if you're signing high-ticket clients like we are for our agency, it's, okay, I've seen you on Instagram, I see your videos, I see your education. Now, does all of those things match what I'm seeing on this Zoom call? Throughout the conversation, do I feel like your mannerisms are the same? And then do I feel like I'm hearing the same type of education and that you know what you're talking about? And if you check all of those boxes, I think you'll have all the clients and product sales that you could ever want, honestly.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that to kind of wrap up everything is that our Instagram and TikTok journey has been, I think, been so successful because we don't sell a lot.
Yeah.
And like, yes, it's been definitely a way that we've had to learn and maneuver, you know, giving value and being ourselves and then selling when it makes sense. Mm-hmm. But I think that that's what we've learned has been very valuable for us. And then also, I think that's where social media is going to go. I think that people that are constantly selling are not going to get as much algorithm favor or get as much push because people don't want that. They don't want to be sold to constantly. So I think that that's one thing that's been really special about our journey is that we've been able to build what we've built without selling constantly.
Yeah. And I think that when you have, I know there's a lot of people who talk about like your bio on Instagram all the time. And I think that when your bio is really, really good, you don't ever have to sell because if people know who you are, what you do, how you help them, and where they can get more information about it, that's the first thing that they see on your Instagram page. Like, why do you need to, like, on every post that they may not even click on, like, sell them, you know? And so we just really thought, okay, let's hammer down the bio that so people know we're a marketing agency, a luxury agency that caters to, you know, these types of businesses. And then here's where you can find out more resources. You can book a call with us. And people book calls with us on the daily, all the mm-hmm. time. And we never, ever say, book a call with us on our posts. Like, people just know to do it. And so I think if people could just really understand that if you make sure things like your bio are really good, that you don't need to sell because people will understand just by coming to your page really what you do. And then especially if they're a community member of yours, like, they've been around a while, they obviously know what it is you do. It'd be weird if they didn't. And so I think that for us, we just noticed that we're going to take a more laid back approach when it comes to selling and really focus on serving. And I know that that can seem, like Jill said, really scary. Because you're like, well, if I don't sell, you know, if I don't talk about selling, like, how am I going to sell? And we just really trusted the process. It's, you have to step out on faith and just understand that, you know, if you're consistent, you show up serving people and you're authentically who you are and you have something to offer people and a solution to their problems, that people will reach out to you if you're doing everything correctly. And so I think mm-hmm. that was just really, like Jill was saying, kind of a big part of our journey.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I hope that this really gave you some insights into, you know, actually growing an Instagram and TikTok just from our personal journey. This is our personal experience. It could be totally different for you, but this is what has worked well for us. And yeah, hopefully you guys, like, this inspired you to start a TikTok or to start posting more of yourself on Instagram and really nailing down those strategies for yourself and your business.
Yeah. I mean, I guess for TikTok, like, obviously it rewards consistency and quantity. For Instagram, I think obviously more reels, being consistent is always going to help. And then really thinking of your Instagram more of like a portfolio mm-hmm. and less like an individual post like a TikTok. Because I think if you, like Jill said, we planned our content for the whole year and it's so it was bingeable. So if I were to look on my notifications on Instagram right now, we're getting likes and things like that on posts from weeks ago.
Yeah, that's wild.
And it's crazy. It's because if you look back from January 1st, like Jill was saying, through this whole year, everything is almost like a curriculum. And we did that on purpose because we wanted people to be able to go through all of the posts, especially the educational ones, and binge them and learn a lot from them. It's not just, you know, we're talking about email marketing this day, and then we're talking about funnels this day, and then we're talking about Instagram this day. It's like, no, Jill said we're finally on social media. That's because we dedicated these 4 weeks to talking about social media. But if you don't know your branding, you don't know your niche and ideal client,
you
don't know your message. Like, we can't even talk to you about social media because you'll just go on there and word vomit random stuff mm-hmm. that won't won't even make sense. And so this whole curriculum is meant to be a portfolio that people can study. And so really thinking about your content that way, that it will get you so much more engagement, especially on older types of posts and things like that, if you make them blend together in some way that makes sense.
Yeah. But thank you guys so much for joining us this week. We absolutely love our podcast family. It's one of the funnest things we get to do every single week. We absolutely love, you know, spending time with you guys. But if you guys want to, if you have any questions, you can drop them below if you're watching on YouTube, or you can always come and hang out with us on Instagram at Michael and Jill.
Yeah, and we would absolutely love, because I've been terrible at this and I was just told that you're supposed to do this. If you're listening on Apple, we'd love for you, if you got value from this, if you get value from the podcast, to definitely subscribe to the podcast so you know when new episodes come out every Wednesday/Thursday/Friday. I'm going to be better about it, I swear. And if you'd rate it 5 stars, we'd really appreciate it. Same thing on Spotify, if you would rate it 5 stars, if you found value from it. I'm never really one, kind of like with the selling thing, that likes to be like, rate it 5 stars or anything like that, but I do know that it helps the podcast as far as, you know, getting reach out to a wider audience. And so if you did find value from this, you enjoyed kind of hanging out with us, we would love if you did that.
Yeah. But thank you so much, you guys. Have a great rest of your week, and we'll see you next week.
Bye, guys.
Bye.